Hey everyone, Jefferson Graham here, the iPhone Photo Show. Today's topic is how to shoot professional travel photos that don't look like snapshots. It's the subject of my most recent PhotoWalks TV episode on YouTube, which I encourage you to all watch. I filmed it in beautiful Seal Beach, California, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, just south of Long Beach. And pretty much the first and smallest beach community in Orange County. But let's go over some of the things we discussed here. Everybody knows that it's so easy to just pull out your camera and snap that little white shutter button on the iPhone. And then so many people say, well, why don't my pictures look as good as the postcards? And I think you know the answer, because we begin with the most obvious thing, that it's all about the timing. It's all about when you're doing the photo. Early morning and dusk, magic hour, blue hour, sunset, those are the best times of the day for photography. And if you look at any postcard, any travel brochure, pretty much guarantee you that what you're looking at is pictures that were taken either in the morning or later in the evening, because that's when the colors and the sun are at their best. And the beauty of shooting on an iPhone is that every picture you take is a multiple exposure of 9 images, and they've all been blended together to showcase the best of the world, too light, too dark, medium, etc. And that's why my sunset shots always look better on an iPhone than they do on my Sony, which is amazing, really, when you think about it. So we start with timing, and then my next tip is to really shoot every angle. I get it from all sides. So in the video, I'm shooting the Seal Beach Pier from the left, from the right, from straight on, from underneath, you name it. You name it. And the great thing about digital is that we can just take lots and lots and lots of pictures. We don't have to be economical. We're not using 24 exposure rolls of film. We don't have to worry about getting them developed. You just keep on experimenting until you get it right. The only downside is then you have to look through 200 pictures, and it's a lot, or 300 or whatever. But in the case of Seal Beach Pier, I did indeed shoot every angle from left, right, above, below, straight on. And the best angle was really the left side. That's what I found. But then when I walked onto the pier, it was an interesting shot, not as good as to the side. To the side just gave me more of the depth of the pier and some of the sky, which I really liked. But walking onto the pier, we walked all the way to the end, and the end shot was a blah, but I had to do it just to make sure. But while I was up there, I saw this really beautiful bird that was not shy about staying there. And I inched over very closely. I inched over slowly to get closer and closer and closer. And I was using the iPhone 15 Pro Max on 5X. And I was able to get a pretty nice little shot, a close-up shot of the bird with beautiful, I believe it's orange eyes. So you never know what you'll find when you go on a photo walk, and that was one of the things. I've got this really wonderful shot that I really love of the bird with the city of Long Beach right behind it. The other thing that really, really, really makes a big difference between tourist photography and pro photography, of course, is post-processing. Most snapshot shooters never process their photos, and they're missing out on a lot because pictures need to be worked on. They just do. Whether that's the Apple Photos app, which is great, or the Adobe Lightroom mobile app, which is even better. Both are free, though the Lightroom app will charge you for additional features. I would assume that every person listening today is a Creative Cloud subscriber. And if that is so, then the Lightroom Mobile extra features are free, which are like masking. Masking is the big one. So what can you do in post-processing? Well, you can crop, Most pictures need a little crop, a little help. Sometimes the horizon level is off, and if you hit the crop tool, you can straighten it out. It's invaluable. I use it all the time. My two go-to sliders in Apple Photos, the photo app, is the little magic wand at the beginning, which adds a little, nice little light sheen to your photo, and then the blacks. And I usually bring up the blacks. It just sort of boosts the color and makes it a richer photo. And on Lightroom Mobile, I do the same. I use the light. I up the exposure just a little bit. I decrease the blacks just a little bit. And then I use this dehaze slider, which takes out some of the fog and makes the skies a little richer. Be careful with that one. Don't go too far. I usually do 20 to 30%. If you go a little further, it just gets a little out of hand. The vignette is also nice, a little black border on the side. There's just a lot of fun things you can do. But I would venture to say that any picture you see in a postcard has been worked on. So if you want pro-level photos, you're going to have to work on them. Speaking of postcards, first thing I do when I show up anywhere to do a PhotoWalks TV episode is I look at the postcards. Where did they photograph? Which side of the pier did they go for? The left, the right, whatever? What are they doing? Lately, most of the postcards have been drone shots. And it's not too hard to figure out what side to be on because you're going to be up in the air. But when they're down in the ground, it's very instructional. And if you don't do postcards, you can do the tourist magazine that all the Chamber of Commerce have. They too have also been doing drone shots on the cover. In Seal Beach, as a matter of fact, there was a great drone shot that I didn't get, which was one block over from Main Street above the palm trees with the pier in the background. And I didn't see that picture till I got home, and I just never got around to going back down. But it was a really nice, interesting shot that I didn't think of doing. I did my drone shots in other areas. So it's not as simple as just flying into the air and looking down. So there are specific angles. Take hundreds of pictures, as I mentioned, because why not? I just told you about left, right, and under and over. I will do every shot at ultra wide, wide, medium telephoto, and telephoto. Every angle, I will take it from below, I will take it from mid-range, and I will take it from above, because you don't know. And on the phone, I get a pretty good idea of what it looks like, but I get a much better idea for what it looks like when I get home and import it into the computer and look at it on my 16-inch screen. So that's very helpful. Have something interesting in the foreground, as anybody who's seen my work on Facebook or the newsletter or whatever, they know I like to photograph that Manhattan Beach Pier. And a shot of the ocean is really interesting, but a shot with a pier in it makes it a lot more interesting. So foregrounds really help a lot, and I try to steer clear of power lines wherever I can do it. Power lines I don't like seeing them in the photo. They're distracting. So it's not too hard to just point the camera the other way. Now, speaking of cameras, this is an iPhone podcast, and we talk about iPhone photography. But I wrote a piece last week about the hidden features, the pro-level features on the iPhone that need to be turned on. And we talked about that last week. And I heard, of course, from a Galaxy user who said, well, what about me? How come you never write about Galaxy? So I said, fine, I'll do that too. And I'll take a look at the pro-level features on a Galaxy. So I just did, and some of them are really interesting that Apple might consider using at some point. The best ones are the voice-activated ones. So if you go to Settings and you scroll down to Shooting Methods, you click on Voice Commands, and then you can now snap the shutter hands-free by simply saying Smile, Cheese, Capture, or Shoot. And you can record videos by saying record video. And that's really cool. Why would you want to use it? Well, you're doing a selfie and you don't want to deal with getting your finger into position. You just want to frame the shot. You open your mouth, you say smile, and 2 seconds later, the shutter closes. And I think that's great. Beyond that, you could use it for a group shot, put it on the tripod, get everybody together, and without having to turn the timer on, just say smile, and there it goes. So very effective for a selfie. Another thing that is kind of interesting that goes into selfie land is something called a floating shutter. So you've got the shutter, the white button on one side, and then once you click this thing on, you can add a white button anywhere else on the screen. Again, selfie photographers who don't want to have to struggle to get their finger on that one button, they have another button to use. Another selfie thing, show your palm. All you do is when you're doing a selfie, hold your hand up and the shutter will click. How cool is that? Why not? Gimmicky, yeah, but kind of fun. Then there's another thing called shot suggestions, where Samsung will help you compose your shot by giving you the grids and then giving you a little yellow circle to tell you where you should be having center of the frame, basically. Now, my rule is that there are no rules, but if you want to take the shot from the left or the right, that is your subjective decision. But it doesn't hurt to hear what Samsung thinks. You could take the picture any way you want, but the input could be valuable to many people. Of the ones that I just told you about, should Apple add the voice activation? Yeah, why not? If Samsung can do it, Apple could do it too. Of course, the best thing about the Galaxy line, the S23 line, is a 10x zoom that is stronger and sharp. But it's not sharper, but it will get you twice as close to where you want to be, because the best iPhone, the iPhone 15 Pro Max, is only at 5x. And I will definitely take the 10x on the Galaxy. When I need a better telephoto, I bring along the Galaxy. And I bought the Galaxy just so I could be better versed in both formats. My friend Rick Salmon just brought his Galaxy and iPhone to Antarctica, and he went on a safari. His pictures on the safari at 10x are amazing, and they look like they were taken on a 400-millimeter lens of lions and tigers and elephants and zebras and all that sort of stuff. So hopefully in 2024, the iPhone 16 will have a 10x zoom. But until then, we will have to make do with our 5x, which is still pretty good, but again, in good light. I tried the 5X last night shooting a sunset after the sun went down about a half hour later, and it's unusable. I mean, we really need good light for that. Those are my tips on travel photos, pro level versus snapshots, and then a little input about the Galaxy. I'd love to hear from you. Any questions? You can reach me, photowalkstv@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Be sure to check out the latest videos at YouTube, youtube.com/photowalkstv. I'm Jefferson Graham, and I will talk to you next week.